This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America is going to break down Obama's latest raft of covert and underhanded operations against the Second Amendment. Secret deal could contain a myriad of gun restrictions, ammo bans in the new TPP global treaty. That is coming up at the bottom of the hour. We have a state representative joining us who's on the offense. And, hey, we just got the fluoride taken out of pesticides and the fluoride level in the water. They've ordered cut by half by 2017. And that's because almost every scientist at the EPA, and for that matter, the FDA had a bunch join them and say, this is a deadly poison, take it out. It's taken them a decade, but it's happening. I mean, we're gaining ground. They're admitting glyphosate's causing cancer. We're gaining ground. It's not about left or right. It's not about this issue's a leftist issue, this is a right-wing issue. It's about doing the research, covering the facts, period. Now, before we go any further, I just want to give you a preview of some of the other news we're going to be breaking down. Appeals court rules cops can track your cell phone without a warrant. So another appeals court said that it's illegal what the NSA is doing, but then another one comes out and says basically they can. Ruling sets precedent for unconstitutional collection of private data. They just grab and steal your cell phone data, no nothing, no judge, no jury, no probable cause, and then put it in databases. The Atlanta-based 11th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals has ruled police no longer need a court-issued search warrant to use cell phone location records. Notice that they did this secretly and put all these stingrays up and things like that and said, no, those don't belong to police, lying to us. And then now they get caught doing something that's illegal, so they try to go to the courts and get them to say it's okay. And it wasn't like it was a close decision. The 9-2 decision came earlier this week in the case of Miami robbery suspect. Cell phone records, which used to connect Davis to a number of armed robberies, which he received a 162-year prison sentence. And look, it sounds great. You got a cell phone. You committed the crimes. You're an idiot and don't know that it links you to all of it. Well, then go get a warrant. Don't just use it. Don't just pre-collect it. Because here's the deal. They can plant stuff in the future. They can track and control behavior. They can tax you with this. There's a reason stuff like this has been illegal with low tech. And now with high tech, it makes it hundreds of times worse. I mean, it is just nightmare what's going on. The major corporations are getting all this data together, and then they can game the economy. They can shut down markets. It is just so bad in the hands of the New World Order. Can you imagine dictators with this power in the past? The court ruled that Davis had no expectation of privacy in regard to location records generated by cell towers. So now, saying, you know, you can be filmed in public, well, now just your cell phone has this Trojan horse tech that watches you, listens to you, tracks everything you do, tracks where you go. Of course, forever, oh, we're not watching you. We're not tracking you. We're not following you. None of that's going on. That's crazy Alex Jones stuff. Oh, really? Here's the documents. And then now they just go, of course we are. Meanwhile, Obama is waging all-out war on the press like no other president ever has. This is part of the atmosphere of tyranny we're in. that they say don't worry about. Obama is more hostile towards the press than any other president in history. We'll be breaking that down. Motels are gathering all the guest data and running it through police systems, which is basically cops get in trouble if they do that to you without probable cause. And they get a percentage of the bounty on people if it pops up. So folks need to know about that as well. Stay with us.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing and they're arresting me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in the community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He saw, he died.
Yes,
in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Miss Hughes. Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We are joined, ladies and gentlemen, kicking off this second hour by a representative from Maine in the State House, David Sawicki. MaineVaxChoice.org, NVIC.org. And Representative Sawicki's taking action. From New Hampshire, of all places, to California, from Illinois to Texas, they've introduced bills, some of which are moving through the legislature, some of which are going to the governors, to force men, women, and children, everybody to take vaccines. They're holding back, just like you have, you can save a few $1,000s a year per child on the tax credit exemption. They're trying to take that away in Australia. Notice they're now proposing that here. See, it's globally standardized. And we had shocking news on Monday from eyewitness RN nurses and others that when they give the preemie babies under orders vaccines now, they have to innovate them. They stop breathing. They start dying. In fact, they would die. Vaccines kill children until they're resuscitated. You can't bring up a shocking enough headline. The companies have liability protection. And there's hundreds of vaccines they want you to take. 50 they're claiming are mandatory. They're now taking rural families' children in Kentucky because they're not vaccinated. There's no law. So they're trying to pass laws because their hoax is the law is following through. You say, well, how do they do that? They just claim it's abuse. They label abuse however they want. Oh, you're not, you know, teaching your kid a particular religion. You're not teaching them that Heather should have two mommies or shouldn't. The state runs your kids now. This is classical tyranny. MaineVaxChoice.org. So there are valiant people like Representative David Sawicki who are out there introducing the legislation. We're going to tell you about this legislation that needs your support. And other bad legislation that they're fighting at the Maine Coalition for Vaccine Choice. And believe me, you're like, why do I care about Maine? You better care about Maine. Because the fight's on. Texas has forced vax stuff they're trying to pass. It's on. And if we don't fight it, they'll win. Just like the TPP, they're trying to give Obama fast track on it. Well, under the UN treaties, we know there's gun control in there. We got to shoot that down as well. So joining us from the 127th Maine Legislature, David Sawicki, Representative, thank you so much for coming on with us, sir.
Alex, I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity.
We appreciate you. Well, you've got the floor. You know I'll run over, folks. Tell folks about the bad bills, the good bills, where this fight's going, and what we can do.
Well, I was inspired to put my bill in because I read in the newspaper a few days before the time period to submit bills was closing. It's just a couple of days, and there was an article in the paper, Lewis and Sun Journal, about LD 606, which was an act to remove the philosophical exemption from the immunization requirements for school students and employees of nursery schools and healthcare facilities. So that's a bill in the works here. And there was another bill as well that would make it more difficult to ask for a philosophical exemption. And then I started seeing the very same types of bills being introduced in other states. And so I just wanted to try to cut this off the pass. I think it's a very simple concept to understand that at the end of the day, you know, we are sovereign. This is our body, and we must always assert the right to allow or not allow what we want to come into our body, including a vaccine.
Well, think about the precedent it sets. They're acting like we're crazy because we don't want to be forced to be inoculated. I don't know of any country in the world that has laws like this, except maybe North Korea. I saw last week ISIS is promising to forcibly vaccinate all these different Arab countries they've invaded. So I guess the U.S. is the only other country to be joining ISIS and its Islamic State for forced inoculation. Just totally bizarre. And now they even call these vaccines. It's a whole other class of things now being brought in and just ignoring all the problems. Why do you think they're on such an offense to make this the law?
I really think it comes down to money. I really think it comes down to big pharma money. And if you can mandate every man, woman, and child has to receive 20, 40, 60, you know, just keep growing the list every few years, it's a significant, significant income stream going into those pharma companies.
Walking through this for us, I mean, when you're there in the legislature putting on a presentation or in a committee, go over the facts for us because, and again, give listeners the different bill numbers and the best ways to defeat this legislation.
Great. Well, you know, legislatures love to get feedback. So you can go to maine.gov and just find the legislatures out there, get their email addresses, send them messages, both sides, Republican, Democrats. The two bills that are restricting or limiting or removing rights are LD 471 and LD 606. My bill is LD 950, and it's my objective in writing this bill was to make it as brief as the Second Amendment. So I'm just quickly read this to you. LD 950, notwithstanding any other provision of law, a person, employer, or educational institution may not discriminate against an individual because that individual has refused a vaccination. That's it.
And if it passes your legislature, we could take their offense and turn it into an offense for us and get a mirror bill that's so clean passed all across the country. So LD 950 at maine.gov. Folks need to get that bill, send it to your legislature as well. California was set to pass it out of committee, and the fight's still on. But when 1,000 people showed up, they shut it down and kicked the can down the road a few weeks, hoping pressure went away. So the truth is, when we put pressure on them, it has an effect, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And there's another thing that people can do if they're in the area. On Monday, May 11th, RFK Jr. is making an appearance at the State House on this topic. And there'll be a rally at 12 noon, and there are people coming from all over the state, I know, parents who've had, you know, damages or even death caused to their children, various speakers. So it's going to be a big event Monday, Augusta, 12 p.m., May 11th.
Well, if you're in that state or surrounding areas, ladies and gentlemen, it is your duty to get out there because medical tyranny, whether it's Obamacare, you name it, is here. And if these big corporations can just force us to buy their products and have liability protection, it'd be like if Ford made you buy a truck or Chevy or Toyota that blew up. I mean, it's just crazy. There's so many people damaged by these. There's so much evidence. There's so many of these cases being settled by the vaccine damage court secretly. And as we go from 1 in 30,000 having autism to 1 in 56, and they say by 2025 it's going to be 1 in 10, sir, representative. What do you think, how is Big Pharma going to navigate the amount of damage they're causing? Don't they know that in the end they're causing so much damage that I don't care if you're liberal or conservative or libertarian, you brain damage somebody's kid, they're going to get active.
Absolutely, and those are the people who are motivated. I have a child who developed type 1 diabetes shortly after getting the MMR vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't that well-versed on this topic at the time. We were really digging into diabetes and how to manage it. And then we started seeing these cross-referenced articles mentioning vaccines. And sure enough, on the, I believe it's, I won't say the company, but on the MMR vaccine insert, it says type 1 diabetes is listed as one of the potential side effects.
See, I'm getting chills. I really am. I have a good friend whose wonderful little daughter, that friends with my daughter, got her vaccines and developed, they said, oh, type 1 diabetes. And at Dell's Children's Center, they said, yeah, we think it's the vaccines. We've got hundreds of kids in here now every year when school starts, and it's causing pancreatitis. And I talked to my dad, who's just a dentist and a chemist, and he goes, oh, yeah, everybody knows that. It causes an autoimmune response to the brain and the pancreas. They know. And then they tell you it's genetic. Well, yeah, it's genetic if you fry somebody's pancreas. I'm sorry, just stay there. Again, folks, and they're going to tell you it's genetic. Well, yeah, you can be predisposed to get lung cancer if you smoke two packs of cigarettes a day. But the cigarettes are what gave you the lung cancer. Same thing, you can be predisposed to type 1 diabetes if you get pancreatitis. Well, it gives you pancreatitis. In fact, bring me the MMR sheet. I forgot that. We've got the actual sheet. Stay there, sir. I didn't even know that his daughter was a casualty of this. See what I'm talking about?
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per call while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we're joined by Maine Representative David Sawicki, who's introduced the bill, 950, to say you cannot forcibly inoculate the people. It's a great, simple bill. Folks should get it and try to get it passed in their legislatures preemptively. They've got bills introduced all over the country to make us take hundreds of vaccines, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you look at this MMR vaccine, the one that is giving people type 1 diabetes across the country, that again they claim is genetic. Well, yeah, I mean, if you shoot me in the head with a 45, I'll genetically bleed out. I'm designed genetically to die from that. Or if I eat 14 hamburgers a day, I'll have a heart attack. I mean, you know, come on. Here it is, pancreatitis. And then once you get the pancreatitis, diarrhea, vomiting, endocrine system shut down, then you get diabetes. It says diabetes. Just diabetes. How do you pronounce that? Diabetes mellitus.
Mellitus.
Mellitus. Diabetes mellitus. And then over here it describes how it can kill you. This is the Merck & Co. Oh, the news says they're safe and effective. It's a conspiracy theory. There it is. Well, that's just outrageous, Representative Sawicki. I had no idea that this had hit your daughter as well. And that was the point I was going to, is that they're not going to be able to cover this up when 1 in 10 kids can't talk. Where do you think they're going? I mean, when all this ends up coming out, I want these executives, just like Bayer executives got caught for a decade shipping out Factor VIII to hemophiliacs globally. They knew had HIV and hepatitis in it. They only got prison sentences in France. I'd like to see these people in prison. We need to get on the offense here because I think they're on the offense knowing people are waking up. What do you think's happening?
Well, we have the Supreme Court ruling that basically gave them immunity shields, excuse the pun. You're familiar with that, of course, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, that was a Supreme Court decision. We would have to maybe have a class action suit for a specific vaccine, possibly the MMR vaccine, show all these connections between that vaccine and a specific disease that didn't exist prior to the vaccine. That's just one idea. But the government needs to understand how many people are behind this and how passionate they are, and that there's a lot of truth behind the damage being caused by these vaccines. There's research. There's research being that proves that. I shared, talking about the efficacy of vaccines. I shared an article with your producer about polio because people keep asking me, well, what about polio? If we didn't have the polio immunization program, we'd be having polio running rampant in our country. People dying, going into iron lungs. And this article that I shared is really damaging to that case. I'll just read a couple of things here. They did a study of polio cases in several states before and after immunization. For example, this is in the 1950s. After mass inoculation, Rhode Island reported 22 cases before inoculation of polio versus 122 cases the next year, a 454% increase. In Massachusetts, pre-inoculation for polio, they had 273 cases. After the inoculation, it was 2,027, 642% increase. Dr. Salk has been quoted in the Washington Post, 1976, the developer of the vaccine for polio, testified that the live virus vaccine used almost exclusively between the 1960s to 2000 was the, quote, principal, if not sole cause, of all reported polio cases in the U.S., since 1961, Washington Post, 1976.
And you're reading out of major medical journals. We have those on screen in a boil-down medical paper. My grandmother had one vaccine for the polio. Then they said, Benny, this is in 1951. My mother was 5 years old, 4 years old. My uncle was 10. She said, you need to take the new strain. She took it, and 2 weeks later, she had polio and was almost put in an iron lung, lost half the muscles. She's almost 90 years old today, it just wrecked her life to a great extent. And she was just a beautiful, beautiful woman, still is, but, I mean, it just absolutely really changed our family. And they just lie about it, and it's so frustrating. Well, everybody's got to get behind your piece of legislation to get you the co-sponsors to get this through. I want to invite you on next week, sir, for an in-depth report to tell your story and more, and so we can warn others. It, again, is Bill 950, LD 950, 127th Maine Legislature. It's an act to prohibit discrimination against a person who is not vaccinated. Representative David Sawicki, we salute you. Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Good talking to you, Alan.
Thank you, sir. Let's warn others before they hurt more children.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
The values of our founding fathers are central to the GCN network. In honor of Patriots Day and as a gift from us, receive a free e-copy of the inspired book, Forever 1776, written by Daniel Brigman and Kevin Smith. Visit GCNlive.com right now. Click on the American flag and teach your children what's been missing from public education. Sign up today at GCNlive.com. America's hope lies in its revolutionary past. GCNlive.com.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Last week, we had the prestigious professor John Lott on of More Guns, Less Crime, and he was warning of a major new offensive being launched by the anti-gunners, the Brady Campaign, the Violence Policy Center, the George Soros groups, with a bunch of fake science being cooked up to claim that guns are causing waves of shootings, when in truth, he was saying, the numbers we have from the Justice Department are about 52% mass shootings and general shootings down since 1992. He was saying, though, that's how the Justice Department cooks them. It's more like 60. But we all saw it in the news a month ago where it was admitted that the FBI cooked numbers under orders on mass shootings from the Justice Department to brainwash the public, as the Attorney General publicly said they would do. Now, joining us is the man in the middle of it all, right there on Capitol Hill, every day, tracking what's happening, the conscience of the NRA. As the NRA board member Ted Nugent has said, without GOA, the NRA wouldn't have made their more hardcore turn, thank God, in the last 3-4 years. And I'm not bragging. It's a fact. A decade ago, I really pushed Larry Pratt, who's a classy gentleman, to go after the NRA and their milquetoast board to get on the offense. And that's happened. Their rhetoric has matched the reality of the tyranny we're facing. Sure, I mean, saying Obama's becoming a dictator sounds radical, but it's true. Open borders, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS gate. You have to match the reality with the rhetoric. A lot of times people end up going under tyranny because they just can't believe it's happening to them. And that's in basic criminology. We know Obama promised to sign on to the UN treaty. We know Obama promised to use executive power and other international agreements to go after the Second Amendment. They're banning imports. They're going after ammo. They're not letting the military sell the brass like they used to do. There's a whole program. They got the ATF harassing gun shops. Veterans are being put on no-buy list with no evidence of anything. There is a major cold war against the Second Amendment, but Lott said, get ready, the new offensive is going to launch in the next few months into the campaign. The expert, Larry Pratt of GunOwners.org, joins us to the end of the hour. They have a powerful article at GunOwners.org. The story is mirrored at Infowars.com. And I want to give him the floor as best I can to break all this down. Headline, secret deal could contain a myriad of gun control restrictions, ammo bans. Will you install gun control be rammed down our throats? And then we've got the quotes of people in the system saying they'll use this to do it, and it's secret. Congress can't see it. They're trying to give the president fast-track authority. WikiLeaks stole, to their credit, the Death Star plans last year, but because they're leftists, though, only leaked the Internet provision. That's worse than SOPA and CISPA. So it's on. Internet taxes, regulations, Internet IDs, it's on. Just like your cell phone tracks you, the Internet now will. No way to get around it. It's on. So Larry Pratt, I think it's clear to say the next imperial offensive against the Republic is on. You're the general up there in the war room. Please give us the breakdown on exactly what cocktail of attacks are coming and what this secret treaty means.
Oh, hi, Alex. Thanks so much for having an interest in this. I think that's going to be very helpful. The members of Congress, some of the more liberal ones, might say, well, yeah, you can find out what's in the proposed treaty. Yeah, right. You can go to a locked room in a basement, surrendering your cell phone before you get there. No pictures, no dictating notes to anybody, nothing with which to write. And then you may look at the proposed legislation one section at a time. And this is from the most open administration ever. I guess we have to laugh, otherwise we'd be in a white suit coat. This is just absolutely outrageous, and one of the dangers, and there's got to be a myriad of dangers in this approach to legislation, but right now the bill is amendable. It's just a bill, and it's going to give authority to the president to negotiate a treaty. And when that treaty comes back, the way this thing is being set up, it'll take two-thirds of the Senate to overturn whatever might be in there. No amendments. And so this is the time to make any, say, protection amendments for the Second Amendment. And so far, we haven't been able to get this of enough concern for a member of the Senate to say, okay, yeah, we got to put in an amendment blocking anything to do with ammunition or firearms, nothing to do with exports, nothing to do with imports, or whatever else our dear leader might think of to put into this legislation, which will become a treaty. It's really outrageous, and they're treating us like mushrooms in a cave, and I won't get into the weeds on how you feed those mushrooms, but it's not pretty.
Well, your article at gunowners.org breaks down the subsections of what we know the UN-style gun control he says he'll do by treaty. I want to get an update on the UN treaty. Top secret TPP means you won't know what's in the bill. Again, the TPP is secret. This would just be a bill, basically, I guess, authorizing it. Some Republicans are being duped. I want to talk about that. They're probably being duped by all the campaign donations. What's the strategy to beat this?
If we don't make enough noise about this and force them to say, oh, I didn't see what was coming on this. Yeah, I'll vote against this, or I'll at least make a motion to amend it in such a way that the president can't diddle with firearms, then it's going to go right on through. It's going to take the kind of public outcry that forced the administration to pull back on banning certain AR-15 ammunition. It only is a function of heat. And as the old Senator Dirksen was so fond of saying, with his gravelly cigarette-affected voice, when I feel the heat, I see the light. And they haven't felt the heat yet. So I hope your listeners are reaching for a butane torch and will use it accordingly.
Larry, we know they're coming after our guns. They've stated that's the plan. Everywhere else in the world, they've taken the guns. What is the constellation, the attack pattern? I mean, the UN treaty, this treaty, the ATF coming after the bullets. What's the main attack? Because I was talking to the professor, as I mentioned earlier, and he said he believes the biggest assault ever is about to begin.
Well, the president gives every indication that Dr. Lott's concern is not frivolous. The president has said that he would use his cell phone and his pen to act when the Congress didn't act. Forget that little problem about the legislation in our Constitution originating with the Congress. But the president doesn't look at the Constitution as something to be obeyed. He looks at it as something to be overcome. And that's what he spent the last 6 years doing. And my concern is that now that he has no other elections for which he's ever going to be likely to be on the ballot, and any of the Democrats who are going to be running in 16 can plausibly say, well, the president's, you know, not going to be president anymore. I'm my own man. And so they'll have that plausible deniability. His ability to damage the Democrat name will be a lot less. And my guess is that we haven't seen the full Obama yet. He's getting ready to do it down and dirty.
And that's the pattern. I mean, we normally see when they can pardon themselves, pardon others. When they can have their party turn on them, they can take the fall and get the agenda through. And we've already seen a massive acceleration of tyranny. I mean, just opening the borders outside of law, shutting down power plants outside of law, persecuting the Tea Party, not getting in trouble. And it seems to embolden this group of crooks now that they've gotten away with so much. I mean, in my gut, not just intellectually, in my gut, I'm just bracing.
There's one other suggestion that I would make, and again, it requires, in this case, backbone in the part of the Republican caucus, and that's asking for a lot, apparently, because it's not just the leadership. The leadership is able to do what the leadership has been doing because the caucus has been willing to tolerate it, has not been willing to effectively push back. But the caucus could simply say on just about any spending bill, none of these funds may be used to negotiate or implement the Pacific Treaty. That would just put it into a screeching halt, because anything that they might do would be totally unauthorized, and actually they wouldn't have had the funds to do it at all. Of course, they really ought to be impeaching this Jasper, but clearly they don't have the backbone for that. But at least cutting the funds off is an obvious solution. The founders gave it to us by giving it to the House of Representatives. They can control that purse, and if they want to close off the neck of that money bag, they can do that just that easily.
You know, I know that Boehner is in the hip pocket of Obama, and the guys play golf and party together. That's been on record for 6 years. But Mitch McConnell, what is he doing promoting the TPP and now saying nice things about Obama when we just had this major political realignment? Even mainline analysts said it's one of the biggest in the U.S. history, probably the third largest in our 240 years, saying, hey, we put the Tea Party in, we put conservatives in, we put libertarians in, we want all this socialism and big government to stop, and instead it's all accelerating.
Well, McConnell has indeed been a Republican leader. He's been leading Republicans into the camp of voting for various Obama initiatives. And this guy, the fact that he's tolerated by the Republican caucus in the Senate suggests to me that when we have an opportunity to meet our senators and actually our representatives too, will you promise to me that you will under no circumstances vote for Mitch McConnell as Republican leader or Mr. Boehner as Republican leader in the respective houses? Because if they won't give you that flat-out commitment, it means they're wrapped around the finger of a rhino pro-Obama leadership, and it's leading us into perdition.
You're up there on Capitol Hill covering these guys, watching them. Why are they so spineless? Can't they see the trajectory of the country is going into total tyranny? They think they're going to be insulated from this. They think the Democrats are going to leave them alone once they get full power. Can't they smell the aggressive carcinogenic tyranny? Don't they understand that it's like 200 proof and that it's not going to coexist with anybody?
I don't think they do see that. They think that they're going to be rewarded for having been statesmen, for having produced legislation. And here's one of their favorite phrases, for showing that they can govern, meaning they can reach across the aisle. Well, why is it that Harry Reid at one time and Nancy Pelosi, why is it that none of the Democrat leaders are invited, nay, and why isn't it insisted upon that they reach across the aisle? Why is it that the only reaching gets done from right to left? That's because the Republicans, by and large, there are exceptions, happily, but by and large, the Republicans want approval from the media. And they know that if they don't play ball with the Democrats, then they're going to be accused of not governing well. And that's the Kool-Aid that's most dangerous in this town. I think that's more dangerous than an outright bribe. It's this idea that you've got to be approved by the media or you're toast.
And what they don't get is the only reason Rand Paul or Ted Cruz are popular and at the head of the pack is because they are seen as anti-establishment. Going along, especially the way things are now, only waters, you know, down the message, and then you don't stand out with bright colors. As the cliche goes, shifting gears, I want to come back and finish up with their attacks on the Second Amendment, the UN Treaty, and more with Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. Go there, sign up for their free updates, or become a member. If you join any organization, you should join gunowners.org. You can give him a call as well there off the website. He'll give you the number when we come back to become a yearly member or a lifetime member. And if you don't, shame on you, because We would not even have the Second Amendment right now, I can tell you. Or we'd be in a civil war if it wasn't for the work of Gun Owners of America. That's not an overstatement. It's an understatement. Jade Helm, we've got Senator Cruz coming out saying the government's lost the trust under Obama. That's why Texans are concerned. Louie Gohmert was in the military. He says, why is Texas and Utah listed hostile in Orange County? We've got all these other, the governor coming out, Abbott. We're not saying the military is going to capture Texas and take the guns this summer. We never said that. They say that to claim we're deranged. What we said was this is another drill that looks like it's for domestic operations. We've got all these videos coming in of the military training to take on Tea Party and gun owners, the police getting the MRAPs, saying it's for the Second Amendment, it's for the veterans. And it looks like the Republicans, a lot of them actually get this and aren't backing down from the media ridiculing them. Chuck Norris has come out and said he trusts the military, but not those pulling the strings.
Right.
I think this is healthy. Chuck Norris quoted Benjamin Franklin in his column at WND.com. Distrust and caution are the parents of security. Benjamin Franklin. What? And we're going to skip this network break so we have more time with Larry Pratt. Larry, what do you make of the overall militarization of police, the overall federalization, the TSA, when the feds themselves are basically more and more following UN scripts? I think it's healthy that we heard Al Sharpton say use the riots to federalize police. I mean, this is a federalization happening, and I think it's very healthy that a lot of the real libertarian conservative constitutionalist leaders are not throwing InfoWars under the bus. Right. They're saying, no, it's reasonable to question this.
If Operation Jade Helm were being conducted under a President Paul or President Cruz or President Walker, three of the conservative front runners, I guess we could say, we might be watching to see what's happening, but we wouldn't have the same inability to accept what the administration is saying. This administration has not earned our trust. They have lied repeatedly. So even if what they're saying happens to be true, who's to know?
I mean, when have they told the truth?
Right. So God bless Governor Abbott, who said, okay, we'll take it at your word, but don't mind if I have the National Guard keeping an eye on you, reporting to me. Good for him.
Well, you're supposed to have the governor over the guard, and the feds have tried to take that over and make it ceremonial now. To me, this is just the states and the people flexing their muscles.
Yeah, it's long overdue, but I'm glad it's happening now better than never. And kudos to those who are questioning. And I don't know that any of these public officials have actually made any accusations that this is a nefarious plot. All they're saying is, hey, let's have a little bit of openness, Mr. President, transparency.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, the president is acting as a dictator more and more. Congress is letting him do it. And I think it might be too little too late. I mean, who knows what power grab he may pull. This shows a little bit of that old American instinct, like Ronald Reagan said, to trust but verify.
Right.
And I mean, look, everybody knows from Forbes to the Associated Press to Nightline that they're training the military to take on vets and gun owners and saying we're the threat, not Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Everybody knows that, and guess why we know? They're busy claiming we don't like the military. It's the military that's telling us they're being given these missions. They don't like it.
The military, still, from everything I can pick up, is substantially supportive of the Constitution. They respect the fact that they took an oath to uphold the Constitution, not to support Mein Führer, which they did in Nazi Germany, which they've done in totalitarian countries around the world. The oath is to a person rather than to a Constitution. And we still have substantially, I think, police and military that take that seriously. And that's a saving grace. Obama's been very frustrated. We know that he's been cutting out leaders from the military. Actually, in one case, I read of a battlefield officer who was cashiered on the spot in Afghanistan, in the middle of a battle. He's told, you're out of here, bud. So that's what our dear leader is doing to try to neuter those constitutionally loyal officers in the military. But I think he's going to have a lot more neutering to do, hopefully. And
well, that's right. There's a battle for the heart and the soul of our republic, and at the heart of it's our military and our police. And the police have been given a lot of bad training. There are some bad cops, some bad departments. But overall, George Soros is funding this anti-cop movement to try to make social change and have an Arab, Connie Spring, whatever you want to call it. I mean, Al Gore said we need an Arab Spring here in America 3 years ago. George Soros is funding it. But it's a socialist spring to make reform about shooting cops in the head. No, that's not what reform is.
No, it's certainly not. And, you know, just before we run out of time, I just want to celebrate the unnamed officer in Garland, Texas. Here's a guy who faced with a couple of Muslim terrorists under fire from guys with rifles. And it's got to be his off-duty weapon because it's a Glock 45. I'm not aware that that's a police firearm in many departments anyway. So he pulls out his pistol. He obviously is able to perceive that hitting center of mass doesn't do anything because the terrorists are wearing body armor. So this guy is able to pop them in the head and stop them before they're able to kill anybody. Amazing. Only in America. If that had been in France, he'd have been dead.
There'd have been a five-day manhunt, martial law. We never would have heard the end of it.
Right. And happily,
what do you think of the anti-gunners? And just to be clear, when I meant Arab Spring, as I meant he wanted something like that here. He said a liberal spring, a black spring. The point is they want to get a classic communist civil war going.
What they don't understand is that a lot of the motivation for that spring, say in Egypt, was against Morsi, the Muslim dictator. And things quieted down when the pro-American military took over and put Morsi and his pal in jails. So these guys can't even read what's happening abroad correctly. They hope they can somehow ignite a Muslim flame to burn up the world, and our dear leader has been doing what he can toward that end. But so far, they were blocked big time in Egypt. And, you know, I'm not saying that the generals are a bunch of Republican small r.
But they did stop the blowing up of the churches and crucifying Christians upside down and letting people live in peace and letting tourists come to the country.
It's a whole lot better with them than without them.
Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America is here. How do people become members? How do people support the literal tip of the spear and the defense of human right to self-defense?
You can find us at gunowners.org, and even if you're not ready to join with a contribution today, do get on the email alert list, because that's how we have stopped anti-gun legislation, even when our friends at the NRA were supporting it. So it's a lot of action there. It's free, and it's very easy to use. And we would just urge strongly that hopefully most people can get on the Internet, go to gunowners.org, go to that take action area on the site, and begin getting those alerts. Because
that's right.
You'll find out what's going on, and we'll make it possible to do something effective about it.
Well, I've got a fighting spirit. You've got a fighting spirit. And I'm just sick of people thinking we're doomed. Every time we take action, we win. The problem is enough people aren't doing it. So everybody needs to go there and become a year member, a lifetime member. They need to sign up for the alerts. They need to put them on Facebook and Twitter and get them out to people, because we're going to start turning the tide against this tyranny. Professor Lott, Dr. Lott, thinks that's happening as well. The alternative is total enslavement. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, thank you so much for the time.
Alex, thanks so much for letting me in front of your microphone.
Oh, you're awesome, sir. Thank you for the time. There goes Larry Pratt, ladies and gentlemen, gunowners.org. And he's such a good, you know, southern gentleman that he won't even ask you to donate. He's like, oh, no need to donate. Just get the alerts. You need to support him. You need to support us. I mean, it's a donation to the truth and what we're doing, and also to your hide and our hide. We're all this together. Hang together, hang separate. Benjamin Franklin. When you buy the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, when you get your high-quality Patriot Supply, we have the full selection, all their full discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. When you buy your food through us, InfoWarsStore.com. It's the same fresh food. We just drop ship through them. When you get your water filters through us, 20% discount, promo code WATER20. That ends this weekend. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And then we're a platform for all the other liberty-based systems. InfoWars is like a big mothership now. I don't like that because we're a major target.
Thank you for listening to GCNR.
Let's just admit it. Star Wars analogy. We're like the executor for the good guys.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.